If you're expecting unexpected guests this Christmas, pop down to Tesco, because chilled party food is 3 for the price of 2. That's everything from duck spring rolls to Tesco finest tempura prawns, so you'll be prepared for everything and everyone. However you do Christmas, everyone's welcome at Tesco. Cheapest item free, selected stores while stocks last, ends 1st of January.
At AO, when you buy a new OLED TV, those festive films will look even more magical. With brands like LG, Philips and Toshiba, you can enjoy the classics in vibrant colour and super sharp definition. And there's £10 off everything over £299 with the code PODCAST10. Plus, with delivery in time for Christmas, you can be sure of a better tomorrow. AO.com, the online electrical store.
AO, let's go!
See online for details, terms and conditions apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie,
Susie going toe to Tobin,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters,
give them hell Miss Noel,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
We are so excited to be here. I have this rule not to go out and get shit-faced the night before because I'm just useless.
Yeah.
I mean, I was useless. I've always been useless. But
you're very useful.
Especially getting into older age. You know, I have 2 drinks. And I need like 5 days in bed, okay? I can't just get up and like, you want to have lunch?
Yeah.
No, I don't fucking want to have lunch, okay? I don't want to look at you. I barely even want to pee. If I could pee in my bed, I would do it. But we did it, and look, I'm thrilled. It's so fun. You guys have brought us so much energy.
We were going to have a tame night last night, but, you know, we were in Nashville, so we did the thing that we had to do, which is that we went to Opryland. I mean, looked
Gaylord,
at...
Gaylord, anything Gaylord, with Gaylord
Opryland,
in the title.
Thank you very much.
We were like, how do you find a gay bar? Because in Texas or New York, you just Google dick or cock, because that's... They're not very creative, you know. It's like the Dick. There is a bar in New York called the Dick.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it, so we just went through every name that people called us when we were younger, and Gaylord hit the spot. Can I tell you?
We're like, can you believe it? There's a gigantic gay bar outside of Nashville with Christmas lights,
and it's royalty. It's a Gaylord.
It's a Gaylord.
Finally, religion has caught up to us, Ben. I love this place. This is our second City Winery show. Just looking out at your beautiful faces and all these candles and Christmas lights is just gorgeous. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Now, on a complaining note, Michael, our gorgeous waiter, this is not going to suffice. So I'll need another one of these on loan. Thanks.
So you guys, welcome to Watch or Crap.
No, excuse me.
But all the crap on Bravo, we love to watch.
We do have to get to that. Because, you know, that's kind of why we're here. But Ben Mandelker turned 40 years old.
Yes.
40!
It's true. It's true.
So you know how happy I am that this... Yes? Hold on. There's a moment. It's an intro. How dare you? Before we get to that... But we will, my little loves. Before we get to that, some of our good friends sent us some video messages.
Oh.
Lighting Ben, do you have this video ready? Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Kate from Below Deck, and this video is for Ben's birthday. But first, because you know how for special occasions I like to wear a dramatic scarf.
Oh,
let
good.
Me do this. There we go.
Ben, happy birthday. I can't believe you're so old.
Yes.
It's Steven from Summer House, but you knew that. I hope that you drink lots of rosé and you send it, and I can't think of any other taglines from that dumb show. I love you. I'm so thankful to Bravo World for bringing you into my life.
Hey, Ben, it's your birthday. Wish I was there with you guys, but look where I am.
Whoa.
And have the best time. I can't wait to see you guys when I get back. And what's up to everybody at the live show?
Ben. Happy birthday, buddy. Hope you're having a great time. I'm sitting here in sunny southern Florida and just having a ball getting ready for Christmas. But I want to take the time to wish you a very happy 40th birthday. I know you're doing well. Your shows are killing it. I'm so happy for both of you. But happy, happy birthday, buddy. Hell, 40th. I can't even remember my 40th. And with any luck, maybe you won't remember yours either.
Hey, honey. It's your fellow Sagittarian here. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Sorry, I look like shit. I've got a tooth infection. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I can't wait to see you next year in LA and come party with you guys. Love you.
Hi, Ben. I understand yes. it's your birthday. Yes. I just wanted to tell you that I know it's your 40th, but not to worry, because last year I had my 40th, and it just didn't amount to anything. You'll persevere. Anyway, much love. Mwah.
Now, I love how Ben and Ronnie always do impressions of everyone. And I think it's only fair that for Ben's 40th birthday, I do a Ben impression. So, like, here's the thing. If you're in the Nashville area, you can still get a chance. There's still plenty of chances to wish Ben a happy birthday. Like, I mean, like, when I was cooking out of my Barefoot Contessa cookbook, I, like, totally wanted to make a birthday cake. But here's the thing. It's like not a normal birthday cake. And I can't just make any birthday cake for Ben. Happy birthday. I hope I nailed it.
Who is the cutest little December baby in the whole world? It's you. Happy 40th, Ben. I hope this year is your best ever and that lots of crappins goes on. Happy 40th, sweetheart. Oh, and by the way, all downhill from here, buddy. Sorry. Happy birthday, handsome. Mwah.
It's Margaret Josephs, and I heard it's your 40th birthday today. And I am wishing you happy birthday. I'm sorry I'm not wearing the pigtails for you. I normally would, but I didn't plan it properly. I had to go to the dentist. See, now much I love you, even then I almost had a root canal. I'm wishing you happy birthday. But you know what the problem is? I didn't get a birthday party invite. Where's my freaking invite? Why am I not attending a gala for you? You know how much I love a party. The March would bring her a game to you. No, seriously. I hope you're having the best day ever. You know, 40's the new 30. So happy, happy, happy birthday, Ben. Mwah, 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 mwah. And Ronnie, you and I need a fabulous birthday dinner. So hope you're celebrating in style. Love you, love you, love you, boys. Watch what crappens. Classic Marge.
Ben, it's your motherfucking birthday. Woo!
Act like a terrorist and just, like, demand that everyone celebrate and treat you like a fucking king. Happy birthday to one of the funniest people I know.
Happy birthday, Ben.
B-side. Happy birthday. Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Say happy birthday. That was happy birthday, B-side.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Rob.
I love you.
Oh, my God. That
was amazing. Ben became internet famous recapping Big Brother, but then The Hills. So we had to get some Heidi and Spencer in there. And thank you to Annabelle DeSisto for helping making that happen.
Wow.
That's everywhere, Annabelle. She can get you anybody, girl.
I literally thought that was Sandra Lee at the end. I was like, he got Sandra Lee? It was even better. Wow, thank you, Ronnie. That was amazing. I I can't even believe you got it. You got classic
okay,
Marge.
Okay, now, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
There's no candle, sorry.
That's okay. There's a cake, and on top of the cake...
I want to show you guys, but I don't know how to do it.
We can take a picture. It's a picture of Luann. It says, be cool, don't be uncool. You guys, thank you so much. Oh, yes, girl. I could not think of a better way to ring in 40. A lot of people are like scared about turning 40, but I feel like I'm just hitting my stride. And it's really thanks to you guys.
Yeah,
so
babe.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Ronnie.
I love you.
My work husband.
I love you.
Wow, that was amazing.
Okay. We'll
can't believe
get
you got
to this
classic
recap.
March
For
also.
Those of you who were like, we've never been to a podcast before, I just said, welcome to the next 18 hours of your life.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
My ass is staying up here forever.
That was so nice of those people to send those messages. Now let's make fun of all of them.
Now let's rip them up.
We have very important business to do here, which is we must address the fact that Vanderpump Rules premiered this week. And it needs to be recapped.
Hell yes. What a show. We were going to do this recap, but Lisa Vanderpump quit in the middle of it. So. You oh. Wimp.
Oh, by the way, we should mention that there is a celebrity here in this audience.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one and only Susie going toe-to-toe, babe.
Love you, Bat.
We were bad because when we did the Seattle show, Susie was there also, and we gave her a shout-out, but we didn't give a shout-out to Mina Coochie-Coochie-Coo, who was there. So that's a belated. Pretend like she's here right now and cheer for Mina Coochie-Coochie-Coo.
So this was a very LA-heavy opening, okay? Trixie Monocle is back in all of her glory.
Oh, huge Trixie Monocle.
Orchestrating the Bravo shows. She's back with a bunch of girl power songs. But they decided that vaginas just weren't enough this time. So we're going to celebrate vaginas in LA specifically, which I thought was really fun. So the first song is like, let's go, LA, goes around the world. They come to this place. Girls around the world, they come to this place.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than Los Angeles.
Then a violin came out and just pissed right in front of her. You know. Welcome to L.A., honey. Okay, so we opened. I have to take this
off.
This
is the part where Ronnie makes a sock puppet.
I tried, but I feel like I'm about to be led to slaughter. Got to take this.
Here, I'll hold it down.
Oh, thank you.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, you like that? This is for you. Thank you. God, I feel so much better.
For those
cassette tape, because it's Music City.
For those at home, Ronnie just took off his shirt. That's why you always got to come to the live show.
Okay. So we open with the way that we need to open. Sheena making one syllable sounds, okay? Sheena is walking into Sir with la la. And all Sheena says is, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm actually convinced it's the sound of her shoes. Like, remember those, like, what were they called? Like, LA kicks or something like that, where they, like, flash red when you walk on them. But, like, yeah. Sheena's just going,
So they're walking in, and Lala's talking about weight. She's like, I feel like staying between 120 and 123 is perfect. And Sheena goes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then she's like, I like when I can feel my ass bounce. And Sheena goes, so fun, right? And Sheena goes, and I was like, this is going to be a good season. That's all I need.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of Sheena this episode, but the Sheena that we did have was really effective, I thought. You know?
There's a lot of squeaking and a lot of delusion, you know? It's like planting some queen from out in the waiting line to ask her on a date while she's working. I mean,
I know.
Sheena, never change.
Never change. Sheena's one of those gifts that keeps on giving, you know? But like a bad gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, she's like a STD kind of gift. She's like just keeps coming back.
She's like a Hanukkah gift that keeps on giving. It's like an endless box of socks. You're like, oh, more socks. More socks. More socks. Not as cool as all the Christian
Why
dance.
Did puzzles ever go out of style? She's like, oh, geez. Okay, so so the song is
By
still
the way,
pumping.
Happy Hanukkah to my people tonight. Scattered applause.
So the song is still pumping. There's nothing better than this. And then we see Katie logging into her squirrel machine.
I know.
Waiting tables. It's like, this show. I love this show. They're like, everything's great. Okay, God damn it. I spilled a drink. Gonna lose your job.
I like to think that Katie actually has, like, a machine that serves squirrels. Like, her squirrel machine is really, like, you press a button and a squirrel comes out. And it's like, all right.
And they're all Sheena. That's the only way that business would work. I will take one squirrel. Yes.
Just unleashing squirrels.
So then Ariana and Tom are at their squirrel machine. And Tom's like, oh, shoo.
Oh. I forgot my earplugs. Oh, God damn, Ariana. God. Shave my forehead for this? It's going to be a loud one tonight.
So then next to show up, because they're all like arriving. It's like how we're going to herald in the new seasons. Now it's James and Raquel. And Raquel's like wearing like a doily or something like that. And she's like...
A doily.
Excited for another see you next Tuesday. It's like, Raquel, you're talking to a lamppost right now. Oh, sorry.
She's actually starting off how she first came in. Well, she came in her underwear, too. Was that only Brittany who did the job interview in her underwear? What did Raquel wear? Because she's wearing, like, a Victoria's Secret see-through bustier thing and a bra, you know? Like, yeah, yeah. Welcome to work. So, she's like, are we going to have another amazing see you next Tuesday? I was like, wow, Raquel's really been working on her energy.
Yeah. She's really starting to reveal a lot of energy and personality there.
She's really bringing it this season.
Yeah, like she's really blossoming, you know? Yeah. Like a corpse plant.
Yeah. What's that smell, babe? All right, stop. You got it right.
Everyone be quiet. It's the 1 in 100 years event. She has personality right now. And she smells like a corpse.
A corpse plant.
So then Lala, I feel like they're planting, speaking of plants, I feel like they're planting a little seed of a future rivalry because Lala's just at the host stand pretending to be a hostess. And Billie Lee comes up and goes, no phones allowed. No phones.
Also, she comes up with a stack of 3 menus, and this is how it looked, okay? This is how big these menus... She's like... Like, Jesus Christ. This is how they all stay worked out. It's like their billboard, you know?
Lisa's warm potato salad. I need it on a big wooden menu this big.
Covered in fur. So Lala's like, this bitch thinks that she's my boss. Like, that's real cute. That's real cute. Does she have a PJ? I don't think so.
And she's going to get in so much trouble because the voice she did for Lily Lee. I like that name, actually. That'll be mine.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
She's like, no phones allowed. It's like, oh, you going to pay for that, bitch. I've been following Instagram. I ain't fucking with Billie Lee ever. I don't even think we should talk about her today. Let's just keep her Lily Lee and leave her alone.
Well, you're in luck.
I need that.
You're in luck, Ronnie, because she's not on the rest of the episode. So it was like a little smattering of Billie Lee.
Sometimes you ask and God answers.
So then we leave, sir, and we go to some magical place that I like to call Jack's Brittany's apartment. You guys, things have changed. Now Jax is making turkey sandwiches, so he's a new man. He figured out how to take meat from one area and put it on a bread. You guys thought I was going to say something dirty about meat.
This is so fucking phony, this whole Jax thing. And we're going to talk about it a million times, probably in this hour. But I ain't buying it, Jax, okay? I love his completely drugged out red leathered face. I think it's so funny. I'm a huge fan of drugs, okay? I'm not shaming someone for doing drugs. But I'm at work. You know what I mean? Like, there's cameras coming. Be a mess alone at home. So, yeah, he's like, hey, oh, also, he's adopted this new, this is so mean to say, I'm sorry, everybody, really sorry. But whoever has TLC understands the 600-pound life voice. And as someone who loses and gains weight all the time, I can tell when I'm gaining weight, not by looking in the mirror, but how I actually talk, because your throat gets fat, right? And so you get this like, so Jax, for whatever reason, lost like 50 pounds. I mean, he looks great, but I think it transferred. I don't know that he can work out here. I don't know what's going on.
He moved
but it's like my Jax 100-pound life. He's like, hey, you want a turkey? Turkey, bread, cheese, mayo, whatever's under my fingernails. I was like, what is this?
And then we cut to Brittany, who's like, she just suddenly is like going like, that sounds great. I was like, what are you doing? She's like moving furniture around her living room.
She's like setting up the like carnival,
a,
you know?
She's like setting up like a steno pool or something. I'm
And it's so Brittany. It's pink with those big lights. You know, it's a little makeup donkey. It's like a donkey cart. What am I trying to say? One of those wooden carts? Why? You know what I mean? Why am I putting that with donkeys?
A cart. I think that's just a cart.
A cart. A wooden cart. It's very Brittany. Like, she brought it from home. You know, it's like a wooden cart. Yeah, that you put on the donkey.
She's
and they
like,
carry
apples,
your shit.
Peanuts. Who wants to see the Jack Show?
Turkey sandwiches.
I'm going to pull out my little station. And then she starts putting on plastic gloves. I was like, what is happening over in her little world?
Jax makes one turkey sandwich.
One of Katie's squirrels.
Jax makes one turkey sandwich and look what he expects after. Yeah. I was like, damn. Well, you two have learned how to make it work.
Now, I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and MooCall, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business Solutions.
At AO, when you buy a new OLED TV, those festive films will look even more magical. With brands like LG, Philips and Toshiba, you can enjoy the classics in vibrant colour and super sharp definition. And there's £10 off everything over £299 with the code PODCAST10. Plus, with delivery in time for Christmas, you can be sure of a better tomorrow. AO.com, the online electrical store.
AO, let's go!
See online for details, terms and conditions apply.
So Jax, you know, because it's now this is Nice Jax, capital N, capital J, TM, you know? So Nice Jax is like, I regret pretty much 99.9% of every decision I made last summer. I was like, that's nice, but, like, there were a lot of terrible decisions that happened before last summer, too, and after last summer. So, like, it's nice that you're, like, feeling bad about one season of your life. But
yeah, you got a lot of ground to make up there, percenter.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, and he starts listing them. He's like, the whole cheating with Brittany. I resigned from Squaw.
I deleted like, friends off my DVR by accident. Now it's leaving Netflix. Really regret that one the most.
He's like, yeah, I just had to give up that whole hockey job in Florida. Oh, really? You gave that up?
A hockey job. How will they ever find someone to run Twitter at a hockey team?
How are they getting on without you?
Yeah.
You guys, I've decided that I'm going to turn down the offer from the Rockettes. I'm just feeling so happy here with Ben.
I do want to say, Ronnie, I was thinking about going on tour with Foreigner, but I think I'm gonna stay here. I'm stay with you.
Thank you so much, Ben. Because you know Amy Grant has been blowing up my phone.
I know. You know, it's so funny. Vince Gill has been blowing up my phone. We both turned down an opportunity, and we would have stayed together had we taken them.
Ah, well, love, right? So he's like, I realize it was between the dream job. It's kind of Dorinda, right? Because she has it too. It was between the dream job and the dream girl last year. So I chose the girl. You chose your dream, a girl with a job. Okay? Just say it that way and I'll be proud of you.
Well, it's too bad. I feel bad that he lost his dream job to, like, an intern named Troy, who just came out of, like, Florida State. So Brittany's like, I am just so glad that I stayed with Jax. For some reason, my heart just wouldn't let him go. I'm like, it wasn't your heart. It was your daddy issues. Sorry.
It was your television job. Listen, I'm like everybody on this cast. I will pretend to like Britney. No, just kidding. I actually really like Britney.
She seems sweet and lovely.
I like her. I love how she got her job. I love watching an Insta-ho actually win the golden ring. Yeah. I mean, I've been proud of her from the beginning for that. You know, hoeing ain't easy, especially when it's Jax moving into you.
Yeah.
You know?
Horatio Alger would be very happy. She works hard.
It's like your golden watch. So, you know, I say good for her.
Yeah.
Stop self-harming with the facial stuff. Why do you have a triangle face now? She looks like a veggie tail. A pretty one. But why would you... What was wrong with your other one? Your other one was still working. You know? It's like me just buying iPads whenever a new one comes out. I don't need that new iPad. It still does the same shit the other one does.
I can't believe you said she looks like a veggie tail.
She does. She looks like a yield sign. A pretty one. It's well done. It's good work. Why?
Well, that is a good description. So
look, once you get a double chin, you keep it. And those of you with a double chin understand. This is how I can watch TV now. Why would you get rid of that? It's like having a perfectly beautiful foam neck thing on the plane and just throwing it on the ground. And then paying someone to do it.
So as evidence of Jax being a new, better man, Brittany's like, I mean, he's really changed. I mean, he helps with the dogs now. He buys groceries. He even buys my tampons. And then we see this, like, flashback of Jack's the grocery store picking out flowers. And he's like. It's like totally, like, confused by it. He's like, tampons. What is this? This one says, for super vaginas.
Yeah.
Can I meet her?
Yeah, it's like they're super, super duper, vagina shina, muff buff, meat taco, plug the dyke. I'm like, these are not even names of things, Jax, okay? And when it said he gets her groceries now, he went to the grocery store and all he got was flowers. Yeah. Who needs that?
He probably got pussy willows for all the wrong reasons. He's like, it's my favorite movie and my favorite thing. So Brittany is like, I always knew he had something better inside. And it cuts to him literally farting. He had something inside.
When he was talking about the tampons, he's like, super duper. Does that mean that you have your vagina has superpowers? I was like, she's had the equivalent to kryptonite inside of her over and over again for years now. I would say so. I would say that's a pretty powerful vagina. Congratulations.
Yes. So now we learn that there's been a scandal.
I hope it's over text messaging. Ooh.
No, Brittany is mad about something that James rapped about. And so we now go back to the restaurant. Where we see Tom Sandoval talking to James. He's like, dude, let's, like, watch it on the freestyling tonight, yo.
Yeah, chill it on the freestyle. I didn't bring my earplugs.
Ixnay on the volume ve, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what you're saying, actually. Raquel, can you translate? She's like,
The squirrels are on a fritz. Anybody knows what's going on?
Raquel's answering a question.
Raquel's just hitting the wall like a broken Roomba. Corners are hard. Raquel! 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 Raquel!
Here we go. Here we go, Raquel. You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Isn't she just wonderful?
So James tells James tells us why he's in trouble. He was freestyling, which is his art form, you guys.
Yeah. It's his gift. It's his gift.
He was freestyling to See You Next Tuesday Night. And he was like, I was doing this rap. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. I just got rich. I might cop a black wraith. Everybody remember when Jax fucked Faith?
I have to tell you, some of the best
rappers.
Some of the best rappers in the game, like their best lines, like, hey, everyone remembers when. Great. So
Tom's like, no, dude, no, 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 no. My favorite Tom sound of all.
And James
hurt?
Is like, I mean, here's how it goes. I mean, I had to rhyme with faith. And what rhymes with faith? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Like, there are so many words that rhyme with faith. Beyond black wraith.
Are there? I actually tried to come up with some today, and I was like, I don't think there are. There's not, right? It's like orange.
Eighth.
Faith.
Eighth.
Lath. Paith, Kaith, Daith.
Lena, Waith.
There's nothing. What is it?
You guys, let's have a joint brainstorming session.
That's what I have. We're on the same page. Baith. Like, you need to bathe. So safe, Ben.
Let me tell you something. It's the new Coupe Rolls Royce, okay, bro? New Coupe Rolls Royce. I'm like, what are you even saying?
Especially, why would you even need to pick Faith? Jax has fucked so many people. Jax has cheated on everybody. You can rhyme Veil with something. You know? Who Am I Harming? By Jax fucking Coleman. There, I did it.
There's so much to do in C. Hey, remember Laura Lee? And of course we do remember Laura Lee. When is she going to come back, huh?
Check my jelly. I just fucked Ellie. Wait, that was about me. Sorry, Raquel. She's like, what? 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 Back on track. Back on track. I just breathed in my own spit. You see, this is why I'm allowed to make fun of people like Jack. So I have spit hanging on the back of my throat, waiting for me to choke on it. My body's trying to kill itself.
So James is like, that's my art, man. You know, do you think Kanye's going to fucking apologize for saying, I'm going to fuck the next Black Kate Moss tonight? Do you think Kanye's going to apologize? I'm like, you know what? It might be a good time to like start separating from Kanye at this point.
Yeah, last season to, like, you had an excuse. You know what I mean? Last season we were like, oh, okay, this happened after they shot the show. But now we're in current times now, James. And he's like, it's epic. It's epic.
It's epic.
It's epic, Wraithbait.
Everyone was like, laughing, you rhymed something with something else. And they're like, yeah, never heard that before. Oh, Raquel, she's in the corner again. Come on.
So then we cut back to Brittany, who's now got a turkey sandwich.
Yes.
A pink blow dryer, a pink brush. I mean, the woman's like, she's got 90 things in her hands, and she's eating the sandwich with her gloves on. Okay. And she's like, it was so embarrassing, Jack. Where did Britney's new accent come from? What is that? We're in the South. I can ask it. We all recognize that accent. That is not the same accent. She's just saying five words in one now. She's like, it was so embarrassing and ended a bit, sounds like she's being dragged behind a car, just like being like, you know, like speed bump after. How many syllables are in this word? Okay, yeah.
It's like a cartoon getting flopped back and forth.
Yeah.
It should be like a bell, like a poom.
So she's like, it was so embarrassing because everyone was like, ooh, and I was standing there to support James. Remember, I came home and I was crying to you. And Jax is like, I'm over this.
There's no more stars or anything, and from what you told me, it seemed very calculated.
Jax's new word.
Yeah, calculated.
It's usually one syllable, so I'm very proud of him for using a four-syllable word.
Calculated.
Hippocrat Party. Vote for us in November. Four syllables over and over.
Yeah, so Jax has been texting James, apparently, and he's been texting things like, "You haven't seen anything yet, son. You are done. This old man's going to come after you like a fucking train. Come meet me now. Let's fight like real men / trains. This is going to be a train fight. I'm Thomas the Train, and you're a different train who's unnamed. And we're going to fight."
So he writes, "Come meet me now. Let's fight like men." I was like, what is this, Pride and Prejudice? Like, "Meet me by the lake and we shall prove whose honor is worthy of the calculated."
Mr. Jaxie. So,
Mr. Jaxie. So he's been like hate texting James, which is nothing new, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And so back at the bar, Tom's like, "Have there been any texts or anything?" And James is like, "Not today, but to threaten something physical, that's ridiculous, Jaxie boy.
That's physical threats, Jax."
James was like a high degree of bobble this episode.
He
was
definitely like, this whole time he's like,
felt like he was like on top of like a very tall stack of books or something.
It's like he's riding. It's like he's riding Raquel to work.
So anyway, out on the street, a Rolls Royce arrives, like a coupe Rolls Royce. Get it? And we just hear Lisa Vanderpump go, "I've got to get back up on the horse."
Yeah, darling, that's right. It's time to get back on the saddle then, darling. There's also the saddle. You've been off of it. It's time to get back on. "I get knocked down, I get back up again. Ain't never going to bring me down." Yeah, that's right. Get up. Get knocked down. Get right back up again and board the horse face, darling. "Is Kristen here today?"
"Seriously? Seriously?
Seriously?" Okay, before we even introduce Kristen, have you guys seen the commercial that Kristen tweeted for Arena TV, which is like the TV in, I don't know, Mexico somewhere?
Australia.
It's like the Bravo that's not America.
Australia. Mexico, Australia.
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Sorry, that was Australia-est. So she tweeted this preview for Pump Rules, and it is so good. And it got me really excited for Pump Rules because I love Twitchy Kristen. I just love it.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the older laundromat instead of the newer one, because the newer one's like so sleek and put together, and the other one smells kind of like pee, and the machines shake, and you can kind of sit on them and be like, yeah. That's like my enjoyment with Kristen. Okay, so there's
a tower of
pyramid.
Yeah, a pyramid.
Of champagne glasses stacked, and then it's Kristen doing this. I didn't watch it with sound until today because I wanted to show Ben so he'd know what I was talking about. But this is what it was. She's like,
just a little guess.
And she's giving this sexy look to the camera, like, yeah, but it's like,
she looked like a flag flapping in the wind.
I was dying. God, I'm so glad she's back. You know, I've talked a lot of shit, well, about everyone, really, but especially Kristen. And God, man, we almost cried. Like, I made a Steel Magnolias video when the news came out that she was demoted.
God. Who
and
started that rumor?
I've been saving up Steel Magnolias for probably Radar Online, that trashy French rag.
Kristen is a national treasure and must be treated as such. But, like, not like a national treasure like the Grand Canyon. Sort of like, you know, like the San Andreas Fault, you know? It's like you go and you take a picture of it, but you don't really like it.
Yeah. It's like the Rio Grande. That's what we had where I grew up. And everyone's like, yeah, the Rio Grande. Don't touch the water.
Yeah.
Like that.
So Lisa walks into the restaurant and Lala's there. And Lisa does like the most Lisa thing ever. She just looks at Lala and goes, Lala. Lisa also has new teeth. It's the premiere of her new teeth.
You know, I'm blind to teeth.
How did you not see those teeth?
I don't see new teeth
in
people.
Was I the only one who saw that?
No, I've been reading a lot about it online. I mean, you bitches, I'm telling you. Us bitches, everybody who watches Bravo, we jump on the craziest shit like, her new teeth, fuck her! Like, we're furious. America's furious at Lisa Vanderpump's teeth. Yeah. I was like, this is what brings her down, finally. They've turned on her because of her teeth.
It's true. It's not right. So, you know, they have, like, a very sad moment because Lala's father passed away and Lisa's brother passed away. So there's, like, a sad moment. And then Lala's like, you know, it's just so sad, you know? Like, you've had a loss. I've had a loss. Jack's had a loss. They discontinued romaine lettuce, so Katie can't even use ranch anymore. It's a lot of
Darling,
losses.
Darling, what we all have in common is knowing that I'm still the richest one here. So. Now, Lala, give me your wrist. Give me your wrist. Dead people solidarity. Never touch me again. Claire, do your job. Do your job. Do your job.
And now for me, a personal highlight of the episode was Sheena working at a table. Well, I'm going to put on this towel because I feel like this is more appropriate for Sheena.
Okay. Ben is putting on a towel. Doing this NPR style for people listening at home.
This is her season 7 hair.
Hi. Can I take your order, please?
Why, Sheena, you look like the Mary. You look like Mary.
All right. Our specials tonight are Chilean sea bass and twice-cooked roast beef.
Chilean sea bass, still fighting for that.
And what would you like, handsome?
Goat cheese boss batch, please. Goat cheese boss, that's what I want. She's like, oh, really, handsome? He's like, yeah, goat cheese batch. He's like, yeah, I saw beautiful. And she's like, bang.
We sort of have the same hair vibe going on. It took Rob less than 7 minutes to do my perm.
Oh, my God. And the guy's like, are you seeing anyone, bitch? And she's like, lots of people. TBH. I was like, that's what everyone finds romantic. A slutty waitress. Yeah. Like, what kind of come on is that? No offense to any of you slutty waitresses here. Makes you feel any better? I'm a slut waitress from the 90s.
Like, I'm literally seeing so many people. Like, there's 3 people at that table. There's 2 people at that table. There's 5 people at that table. There's, like, so many people here. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sometimes I just look out. I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing? Look at people like, what are you doing? So Sheena's first monologue of the season. Perfect. She's like,
Rob broke up with me on August 31st, 2017.
The temperature was 73 degrees Fahrenheit, 28 degrees Celsius.
He called me over, said we need to talk. And then I'm put on hold a couple of hours because it was fantasy football team Tuesday night.
And then we had a talk, and I just didn't make the cut. And that's that.
I'm, like, literally imagining Sheena standing at his door like this for 2 hours while he's doing his fantasy draft, like, just knocking.
I'm here. Can I make the cut?
He's like, could it be a piece of paper that's put up outside with, like, the list of who he's dating?
Oh, not this year.
That must be his fantasy football picks.
It's just, like, a list of girls with a schedule. So then we cut back to her flirting with this gay guy in the audience and or the in the crowd, and she's like, "I'm not having up on drinks." How about you get some drinks, Sheena?
So then Jax drives up in a vintage Mustang.
A new vintage Mustang.
You know, I have this whole thing with muscle cars, you know. I just want to say, it just proves, I mean, confirmed, you know what I'm saying, my theory. I hate muscle cars. That's all it is.
I was waiting.
And the fact that, the fact that Jax drives
in
muscle cars is so perfect for my theory.
It's just, you know, look, I look at super poor people, like me, like my friends, you know. It's like you make $5, you spend $20, you know. It's like I up my credit rating $2 and then you buy a house. Like, no, you didn't, you know. Did we learn nothing in 2012? That was it, right? You guys, that was me getting political. Did you like it?
It was really a searing commentary.
Yeah, he's in this new shit car that's ruining the earth. You see, that's how Jax is. Some of you drive these big-ass trucks. I look around Nashville. I see what you people are doing, okay? But I also noticed that, like in Texas, you've got shit in the back of that truck, okay?
Yeah.
You're stopping at Home Depot. You're getting some workers, some wood.
Yeah.
Dropping your kids off at school. Like, you're using that shit, okay?
It's like a real pickup truck commercial.
Jax is not. He is just killing the earth for fun.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about Jax. You guys, why?
I like it.
I don't even know.
Yeah. No, you should
be
mad.
Episode one.
We all have to stay mad at Jax because they're going to try to make us think that Jax is a good guy. And we have to remember the truth, okay? We are Jax truthers, okay?
And Brittany, the car's like... And Brittany's like, I'm afraid to even go in there, Jiggy Jax. I'm afraid. I'm going to be with Auntie Wolfie. Say something to me. And Bruce, start laughing at me.
She basically is like a dog, the way when dogs sing along to things. When he starts up the car, she's like, Jiggy Jax. Jiggy Jax. She can't help but say that when the condition turns.
He's like, I've never wanted to punch someone so bad. She's like, come on, don't hit him, Jax. Of course, she escorts him inside where he's supposedly going to hit James or whatever.
And no one is more excited than Sheena because, like, for some reason, we keep cutting back to her. And at first, she's just like, I'm just going to get these out of your way. Thank you very much. And then she looks up. She's like,
On October, on August 31st, 2009.
Interrupting her scene. We're going to shoot this again later, right?
4 score and 7 weaves ago, I was with Rob.
So Peter, because he, you know, Peter actually works there, for any of those who are curious. Because Peter looks like
really
the
does.
One who doesn't work there. Every time they show Peter, he's like, wake up. And he's like, what is Jax doing here? And Brittany's like, uh-oh, didn't you hear? In the Trader Joe's Fearless Flyer. Why does everybody have to hear that someone was mean to you one time?
Yeah. And by the way, the thing that bothers me the most about this is that even though James has some stupid line in his stupid rap at his stupid night that no one takes seriously, she's more mad at that than the fact that Jax actually did the thing that James talked about.
Yeah.
Something about being in the South turns me into Dick Cicada.
And that is when the lights went out in Georgia. So Jax storms through the restaurant like there's a sale on Coke in the front. And James is like, James actually does look, which, I mean, wouldn't we all, you know?
He's like,
stuff doesn't go on sale
wicked,
very often.
Wicked.
He's it is Black Friday. What do you mean you don't have a sale? Cyber Monday then? Cyber Monday?
We're talking about Coca-Cola, of course. So James is all bug-eyed, like, ooh! And then in the middle of it, just to show that it's like a real restaurant where things are happening, Lisa Vanderpump suddenly goes, Joe, I need my fish. And this is like a random shot of her tasting fish in the middle of like a fight.
I didn't know what she said. Is that what she said? I need my fish?
Well, I thought she said, I need my daily fish.
Oh, I wrote down, Lisa, Joe, I need my salary pits. I'm like, what?
Maybe it was daily list?
What is a salary pit?
I need my salary pit for Lala.
So Jax comes, like, storming up to the pizza machine that James works in front of or whatever, like the brick pizza oven. And he's like, hey, can I talk to you right now outside?
You're going to yell at my girlfriend? You're going to say this? You're going to yell at my girlfriend? Only I get to do that.
Yeah. And James is like, I can't. I'm working.
So James is like, but I apologize the very next day.
And he's like, apologies don't work anymore. Apologies don't work anymore, man.
And then we cut to Sheena being like,
someone throws a fish and she's like,
Han Solo literally arrives.
So Jax is like, well, I'm just letting you know that you're not invited to any events this summer for Britain Live. And James is like, that's horrible.
That's right. You are no longer invited to Jax at Britney's Bobbin' for Apples Jamboree.
You're not allowed to the annual session where Brit props my back zits with her nose nostrils.
You're not invited to popcorn and pinwheels where we put popcorn and pinwheels and blow them out and watch Britney's face smile.
The midget tossing.
I don't know what that means.
Not invited.
Not invited.
So James is like, that's horrible, because what Jax is doing, look, first off, my first reaction was, fuck you people with weddings, okay? I don't want to go to every event in your life and buy you 13,000 gifts that cost $50 minimum.
Especially when you're obviously going to divorce.
Yeah, stop acting like you're doing me a favor by supplying your baby with a bed. Like, what am I, the wise man?
Also, and James did actually call this out to his credit, but, like, Jax Taylor, the king of, I'm so sorry, I don't know what came over me, I'm sorry. How many times do I have to say I'm sorry? I said I'm sorry. For him to come up and be like, no, apologies don't work. I'm like, excuse me, sir. The only reason why you're still here on this show is because of your apologies.
Yes.
That no one has accepted.
Yes. So now what someone just yelled out up here, Greenwood. Is that you? It's Greenwood. Did I see Greenwood? Okay. What someone yelled out here is the correct answer, toe to Tobin. It's not about the wedding. James ain't going to buy you shit for your wedding anyway. It's because it's filming. This whole season is Jax and Britney's filming season.
Yeah, that's what
it's their whole season. It's like Katie with her fucking walking over the twigs in the goddamn campground where everybody has to act like they give a fuck about Katie for a season. Now that's Jax and Britney's free wedding. And so they're like, you're not going to be able to shoot. And I'll bet it works. Sorry, James.
I love you, darling. I love the way that Jax conveyed his sense of betrayal about all this. He's like, you know what? Like, I went out of my way, and I gave you something, okay? Like, 2 weeks ago, then James is like, you know what? 2 weeks ago, Jax literally bought me a pair of limited edition Supreme underwear, okay? And that was really nice.
And then we get a clip of it. Oh, my God. So James is in his house, and he's wearing these little boxer briefs, and he's like, epic! Epic!
Hey.
I mean.
Hey. It was such a nice gesture. Thank you, Jax boy.
God. I don't know about you. Just kidding. I just perv out in the show. Okay. So Jax is like, yeah, apologies don't work. And he's like, what? You can apologize to the whole world every day, but I can't? And he's like, it's my wedding season.
Yeah. So James is like, have you ever done something without thinking twice? Jax, well, I mean, obviously, I'm telling you, I don't want to talk about faith, right?
Yeah. Oh, we already talked about faith.
Do something once.
Let's move on.
Yeah. So he's like, no, what you did was calculated. You know what calculated means? You know what calculated? Jim's like, yeah, it's not a big word.
Yeah.
Even I know what that means.
So I love that Jax is like, you made Britney cry in front of everyone. I was like, that was like season 6 and 5 and half of 4, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's like, here's what you did. And it's like this deep dive investigation on TV. He's like, you got the mic. And then you did this. And then you did this to Britney. It was calculated. Thanks, Jax.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reenactment.
And then he storms off. The whole thing actually, to be honest, the whole thing felt a little extra to me. Right.
I was on Vanderpump Rules? No.
I know. I'm like, I want authenticity.
So, yeah, Jax is, like, coke raging all over the restaurant and having a fit, you know? And then James is like, have I made some mistakes? Yes. Jack's like, how many mistakes do you have to make? And I was like, fail, Laura Lee, fail.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What's
next? Now Lisa starts.
I wrote like 10 pages of notes on that scene, yeah. Really.
It was an exciting scene. So Lisa now walks up to Tom Sandoval. Like this whole thing, Jax has left. She walks up and he's like, Lisa. And she's like, what just happened? You know, because they saw that Brittany was like, they saw that they were screaming and Brittany was all this stuff, whatever. And so they're telling Lisa about how James had said these awful things.
Oh, wow.
Just in time. Oh, wow.
Thank you. And I'm sorry to sound inconsiderate or not grateful, but can I have a straw like a real one, like one of those big, thick turtle killers? Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Michael. Rar. So, yeah, she's like, what has happened here? What is the juice? What is the beef? And then James is right at the pizza oven, right behind her, and he's like, boom. Right in her face.
He's like, I was being nice, Lisa. I swear. I was just being kind and whispering. And Tom's like, well, dude, last week he was freestyling. And I was freestyling. I was saying nice things. I swear, Lisa. I swear.
It's my art, Lisa. Are you going to get mad at Chef Joe for slopping pea soup on the side of the boat? Fuck no, it's his art, Lisa.
I was freestyling creatively, and I must have said something offensive. Ooby-doo-boo.
Are you going to get mad at Brittany when she slams herself in the head trying to answer salt shakers when the phone rings? No, it's her art. It's her art, Lisa.
So Lisa's like, why would you do that? And then Lisa tells us, she goes, I mean, we can all rap. We can all take the piss out of everybody.
All of us could do that.
For instance, let me rap right now. Give me a beat, MCDJ. You're a little shit. I gave you a pass. But now Mr. Taylor's going to kick your ass. I like rosé and I like things pink. And right now I'm going to have myself a drink.
I like paint and I like peanuts. What I don't like is a lazy she-nut. Get to work over there, you
look. Get someone fix Gina. All right.
Dumb, dumb.
Having a restaurant's not for the queasy. It doesn't come hard, but it doesn't come easy. I like a look that's a little bit retro. Better call Nicolene. He is the maestro!
Just flying behind on a pendulum behind the scenes. Missy Elliott almost choked the screen, by the way, when Lisa was like, anyone can spit a little rhyme. I was like, oh, can they?
That was a scene from the upcoming movie, 8 Kilometer. I know one of you is from Detroit, so.
So Lisa's like, when you said that rude rhyme, were you drinking, Jamesis? And he was like, no, I know I wasn't drinking because I remembered the entire rhyme, Lisa.
Like, the only kind of drinking on Vanderpump Rules is blackout drunk.
Yeah.
You know? It's the only time it counts.
Also, I think we have to talk about Lisa's rap voice, because she goes from talking to like this to, now I'm a rapper, and I talk like this. I'm like, I don't understand.
Considering I just put a gallon of spit down a microphone trying to beatbox, I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah. That was honestly the best free flow that I've ever done in my life, to be honest.
Flowetry,
am I right? Flowetry. Thank you.
My puffy little daddy. So,
puffy little dad.
If you murder people at the same place every week, don't invite your friends there. They're at the Belmont Lounge. Do you know what has happened at the Belmont Lounge? That's where Tom thought some rando was Katie. And started making fun of her and begging her to wash the tattoo off of her wrist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what?
Don't just keep going back to the Belmont Lounge. Whore up some new place.
Well, you know? I was very happy because to me, so the next scene takes place at the Belmont in Los Angeles, and we see Stassi and Bo and Tom Schwartz. They're sitting in like a booth. And so for me, that booth was laid in with a lot of personal history that was so appropriate for the scene because the last time I sat at that booth, my friend Melanie puked in a box at the table. That is a true story. So I was like, that is so perfect. Mellers.
Then you made out with her and you later realized that it was Katie.
And then I turned gay.
Full circle. So Schwartz is there, really looking less employed than ever,
yeah.
I have to say.
Is it me or is Schwartz's shtick getting, like, really old?
You know why it seems like that? Because you're 40 now.
Yeah. Oh, perspective.
That's when it all turns, when you're like, oh, my God, strippers are so hot, I put a dollar in a cornhole, to what am I doing with my life, and what are you doing with yours?
Because, like, just, like, it's jumping ahead a little bit, but he starts talking about how his new thing is that instead of doing shots, he does half shots because, like, oh, Bubba, you could do 3 shots and be hungover. Or you could do 6 half shots and have a better time. You could do 6.
Six and a half.
I'm like...
If you do 6 and a half
you are
shots.
47 years old. You have to be able to know how to do 6 with your fingers.
Then you get half, you get double the camaraderie with half the shots. It's like, wow. That is like Common Core right there. That's what Common Core is to an old person, where somebody tries to explain Common Core. They're like, you do it by just, you know, talking about how the math could be. And I'm like, I don't think that's how math works.
Common Core AF.
What the hell's happening up here?
Oh, these girls are going to get some shots. They're all getting...
Okay, all right. Let's
have a shot break. They're knocking their glasses into other glasses.
No, I'm not yelling at you. Honestly, take a shot break, because guess what we have to do? Kindness duck break. So at these live shows, my niece, Cadence, makes us these little ducks, and on the bottom, they say, you're kind, pass it on. And I started... She gave me like a whole hefty bag full of these fucking ducks. So I've just started bringing them to the live show. So if you're hitting the head with something, rubber... Throughout the show, playing Cadence.
Try not to break any glass, Ronnie.
I love you. All right, shots, bitches. Let's do it. To fire, ice, wraiths, and fates. Girls, I'm
Thank
so
you.
Into this table. Drink them down, darling. I love you. Table 20 for the win. 20, do it.
Table 20 is losing Shots. Their shit. Susie Tota Tobin's falling over in her chair. She is.
Susie No to Nobin. She's like over. Okay, that was the commercial break. I hope you all buy your super soakers. All right. Okay, next up.
Oh, don't forget to buy your Crappin's Magnetic Poetry.
Okay, get it in there. Get it in there.
Because once it's gone, it's gone.
So we're at the Belmont Lounge, and Schwartz is there, still looking unemployed, even though he's just gifted a restaurant for $5. And Stassi, and we finally get to meet Bo. What are your first impressions?
Do you guys like Bo? Yeah, I think Bo seems like a good guy.
Because I've been loving Bo on the Instagram. Yeah. Obviously, like, he's so cute and funny that I know he's gonna fucking kill somebody one day. You know, he's like he's like too cute to be true. And I feel like I'm hoping that he's not pinching Stassi under the table too hard at dinner. And she's like, "Everything is great. Everything is great." Like, I get worried when someone's like this normal and funny and like, he has a job, right?
Yeah, he does something. I don't know what does he do? Oh, he's a casting director.
Yeah, we really like him.
Listen, I mean. It was a little weird for me to see her with someone who didn't have a man bun and wasn't totally awful, but I'm happy for her, and you know what? It was sort of funny watching her cry over him because she was so happy. It was actually like, it made me uncomfortable.
It was beautiful, and that's not why I watch this show.
Yeah, okay? I was like, shouldn't you be threatening to chop off his balls?
I was like, how many people are not being emotionally abused this season? I don't know if I can get on board with this. I thought he's so cute, but he's kind of like a grown-up male version of Laura Ingalls from House on the Prairie. I know that's random, but watch his face next time and you'll never unsee it. Now I'm like, I want to make out with Laura Ingalls from the 80s. Like, it's weird.
You guys, now that I'm 40, I have to confess something. I've never seen Little House on the Prairie. I'm sorry, everyone. I know you guys came here to be entertained, but I had to lay that truth bomb on you. Yeah. I know. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Okay, now front row simmer.
All right, you've had your shots. Chill out.
Simmer down. Okay, so Stassi's crying, and the producer's like, is something coming out of you? Like, what is wrong?
She's like,
what's happening to you? Is that sweat from the baby you just ate? She's like, no, I don't do that anymore. They're like,
did that come from the three rabid bats you turned into a milkshake? No.
She's like, no, I'm like legitimately happy. And they're like, scene fired. All right. Casting, Bo, get in here. It's time to recast. Okay.
So Jax joins them at the Belmont, and they're talking. They're just talking about James and like, oh, can you believe that James said one stupid thing when we've all said a million stupid things? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? You know.
And yeah, Jax is like, well, I had a convo with him, and I said he's on the violin. And Stassi's like, hey, you can't do that to White Kanye. So then we cut back to James rapping, you know.
He's just like there, just like rhyming. Just like, I have a can. I am a man. I know someone named Stan. I do enjoy flan. And they're like, woo, 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 woo.
And I was really expecting a new horror rap because they showed Lisa and Ken getting up from table 12. What is the table that they're always eavesdropping
like,
on?
We can't hear whispers.
What is it?
Table 7, table 8, table 8,
table
7,
it's always the same
table
that they hear people from, and they just show them. They're like, oh, come on, Ken. He's like,
let us go see the rapper.
And I was like, oh, somebody in trouble, right?
So Lisa goes, and she finds Brittany, and she's like, oh, my sweet little broken bed.
I've brought some special goofer for my little broken bird. Hand me your wing that the ring will be on, my little ding-a-ling.
James is like, that's a wrap, Lisa. That's a wrap. So Brittany comes up, and she does her usual, Lisa, how are you, you?
Hi, Lisa. I
wanted to say, darling, I'm so sorry for James's behavior. I pushed him out of the nest so many times, and he's almost flown. But right at the last minute, he breaks a wing, which means I bring him back. Bring him back.
Whew, Lisa. I was so embarrassed. I was there, and I was cheering him on, because when he ran man with Ran and Can and Flan, I was like, this is genius. And then he was like, Race and Faith, and I was like, yeah. And I started to cry.
He did it right there in front of everyone, and I cried on everything. And Lisa's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But you've just been awarded 2 free goat cheese bowls. Now, Brittany, give me your wrist. Give me your wrist.
Yes, Lisa.
All right, there you go. Now get away, get away. Go, go, run.
So back at the Belmont, Jax announces it's the moment we've all been dreading. We knew it was going to happen at some point. He announces he's going to propose to Brittany the next day. And everyone has to pretend to be happy. Everyone's like, great, that's amazing.
You know it's real when your boyfriend waits till the first day of shooting.
Yeah.
Hashtag ad everything. Hashtag ad.
So the fact that you're telling us now means that production signed off on this, and that's what this season's going to be about. And you're going to be good this season, and we have to go along with it or get fired. Great.
Congratulations. He got down on 2 knees on the squatty party. Hashtag ad.
Table 11.
And they said it's her favorite. It's your biggest fan.
It's a vintage rag
from my biggest fan. Thank you, Table 11, for the
That's very Shannon Bedore.
How?
That's very Shannon Bedore. Brett Michaels. Oh,
it's for you.
For me. All right, that makes more sense, actually. Thank you. I mean, this is washed vintage, right? Thank you, Dummy.
That was wonderful.
All right. Hey. So Jax is proposing on a Monday. I mean, way to add to the Monday Uggs, Jax.
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed Stassi's reaction to this wonderful news. She's like, OMG. I'm hanging out with Brittany tomorrow at a dog park. I could throw up.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up. So Jax is like, I want to tell people so bad, but no one in the world knows. Except Stassi, Bo, the hot dog vendor. Oh, God. Jax is trying so hard. Okay, yeah. So let's fast forward.
To the piercing pagoda.
Okay, this piercing guy. You know, this is why gay people got rights. Queens like this who were like...
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to say, like, I'm gay every 5 seconds of the day. They just, like, embrace you with it.
Yeah.
By being, like, just a hateful, hilarious gay. He was so, so funny. He's like, you guys here for piercings? And Lala goes, mostly just our vaginas. And he goes, that's the only thing I don't touch.
Yeah. So my favorite part about this was that, like, so we see Lala and Katie. It's like, I'm Lala. And it's like, I'm Katie. And then all of a sudden, we just see this. I'm Kristen. She just like slithers up like a cobra in a basket. What was Kristen doing down there? It's a dramatic reveal.
Kristen's mental image of herself is just so different than how it comes off, you know? It's like Champagne Tower.
She's also dressed like she works at Foot Locker.
Yeah, she's in a full Foot Locker. But in her mind, she was like sexy Hamburglar, you know?
She got the stripes. They're going the wrong direction.
So I know that all of you really need to know how Lala is doing with her man.
Well, then we also, by the way, for some reason, we cut away to, like, shots at the Sir Kitchen because we see, like, a thing that says biohazard, and we see some needles and some gauze.
It's the Jax proposal episode.
Yeah. Just kidding. We were still at the piercing place. Get it.
Get it. So the guy's like, the guy gets ready to pierce Katie, and he's like, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like. So he puts a huge nail through her ear, and she's like, that's nothing. I've been married to Tom for
I'm basically
413
numb.
Days.
He's like, ma'am, this is the first time I've ever had this happen, but actually ranch dressing came out of your ear just now. Do you want to see a medical professional?
He's like, hold on and let me get a carrot to sop this up.
He actually pierced her with a carrot.
Oh, my God. Please let me have a heart attack at a show. I had a heart, like, boom. And I was like, oh, my God, let me die at a show. That would be, that is the way to send me out.
It's all happening.
Right after we talk about ranch bleeding out of Katie's ears. Oh, my God. That is how to take me, Lord, if I can put in a request. Oh, my God. So, Katie's like, doesn't Randall know you're doing this piercing thing? Like, what does he say about it? And Lala's like, you know what? I feel he likes me. I feel like he really likes me because I don't give a fuck. I'm like, you're also like 10 years old and have adorable boobs and we'll do whatever he says.
Yeah, so Lala officially outs Randall on the show. She's like, my man and I are doing really well, and now I can go public. His name is Randall. And then,
that's just not an exciting name to unveil, like,
after two years, Randall.
2 years into it, you know. His name is Randall. And Christian was like, so, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Lala blows a whistle. Out.
Lala's like, it was as painful as it sounds. Like, last year, James really betrayed my trust, and I was like, how could you stoop so low? Diddly-doo, diddly-doo. Okay, so now we get the story of... And thank God for Instagram. It really is a good supplemental to this show especially, because they're all, like, young enough to get it, you know?
Reading,
it's not all poop DMs. Love you, Teamy. Use code Crappins.
Oh, yeah.
But you get so much bonus content just looking at Instagram. So she tells a story where she's like, when Rand, gross.
He's not when, a corporation.
Yeah. Maybe Doll.
Yeah.
Go with Doll. That. Doll.
It's not Rand.
Hey, Doll.
I'm even more offended when he was on Flipping Out and he kept calling her La. I'm like, just say the other La. Say both Las. La La.
It actually made me like that couple. Did you guys watch them on Flipping Out? I love that Lala was like, I'm thin and 20, and you're disgusting.
Yeah.
And we are getting this velvet motherfucking couch and whatever color grout I want, stupid. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty
all
good.
All right, guys. All right.
It was pretty good.
Yes. That is Lala living in her power right there. Okay. So she tells the story. She's like, when Dole and I were at Coachella, he said,
James
came up to us and he goes, come on, we all know each other inside and out, if you know what I mean. I wanted to vomit.
Because I didn't know what he meant. And I hated the implication that I did.
You fucked James and Randall and now you want to vomit? That is called delayed motherfucking reaction right there.
So then Lala gets her piercing, and she's like,
what the hell, you guys? Seriously, stop with this. So many drinks in front of me. Okay, carry on.
I can't with this bandana on your head. I can't.
Is it wrong? Did I do it wrong?
I mean,
I don't.
It's gorgeous.
No, help. Did I do it wrong?
Help.
I'm a Jaden Willie. Did I do it incorrectly?
No.
It's better now?
It's a little schmata.
It really does feel good.
So anyway, so Lala gets herself pierced now, and she's like, I'm not going to lie, that hurt like a motherfucker. And then the piercer goes, it only hurts if you're a bad person. At which point, Kristen was already like, sympathy hurt.
Kristen's like, that is not okay. That is not okay. That is not okay.
Also, I want you to try these sneakers. So Lala's like, you know what? You know what I realized? Mm. For James to treat everyone like they're fucking disposable is not fucking okay. And Katie gets on her like Alyssa Milano shirt and she goes, time's up on James. Which is an interesting... Katie...
I'm just like waiting for the parade to pass. I'm like... Way to misuse an entire movement for your personal gain, bitch. Okay,
Jax is like, me too, right? Everyone's like, no, still don't have it, Jax. Still didn't get it
quite
right, Jax.
No, Jax is the originator of hashtag me3.
More the merrier, am I right, everyone? No, Jax, no, it's not like that.
But I love when she goes, you know what? Time's up on James. And Lala goes, ooh, I like that. That's interesting. Lala is with the low rent Harvey Firestein. What if she was Harvey Weinstein right now? You know, she's like, "Time's up." I've never heard that before. What an interesting turn of phrase. We should make that go viral. So Katie's like, Kristen goes, oh no, Katie.
Who says they think I'm so scary? Katie or Kristen?
Katie does, right? She's like, they think I'm scary. Now we have this whole force. It's like, Katie, you don't even understand what you're talking about.
I do think she's terrifying because I think anyone is scary who thinks that stupid piece of Bubba artwork should still be on the wall. It's terrifying.
That woman is trying to spread charcoal crayon art all over the world. Stop her!
So,
people don't think you're scary. They think you're a dick.
Yeah. Okay. And Kristen, meanwhile, steps up and she's like, I'm the motherfucking karma police. Beware, James Kennedy. It's coming. It's coming. She's like digging around in like a candy store. It's like, no, it's karma, not caramel.
Oh. I was the caramel police. That sucks. I've been going up to little kids saying, like, no more caramel for you.
Okay. So then we get some Trixie Monocle and she's like, this is our town. This is our town. That's not ever gonna change. It's our town. I was like, wow, you tell him, Trixie.
You tell him. It's a very LA specific. It's like, yes, LA.
All right, Paul, this is what I want to do. I want to do a song about my town. It's for our town, Paul. Okay, it's not for them. It's for me and us, Paul. Let's hit it. Our town.
And Paul's rap. Like, how about our world? Our world. You know, to bridge the gap. Get other people involved. She's like, man, it's our town. It's our town. So we go to Villa Blanca. And,
the poor people who work here are like, what did we invite
I
into
know, bless
this
your hearts.
City winery.
Bless your hearts.
Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. Okay, so now it's very special. It's a throwback. We're at Villa Blanca.
Oh, Villa Blanca. Oh. Haven't cleaned the white walls since 1994.
So Ken and Lisa come doddering in there, and Ken is wearing like his typical white shirt, a dog on his fist.
Yeah.
Because you know those puppets. You know those as puppets. Dog on his fist, a white shirt with like one zebra print here on his shoulder, and then like a striped zebra print over here.
And he's like, all right, I'd like to have some rosé, please. And the waiter's like, do you also want some water, sparkling or flat? And he goes,
rosé is our water. King of Cantasm!
King of Cantasm. He's like...
It's just the tuba section. Everyone's just like waiting for the next joke.
Can't get through it. Appetizers are over.
I'll tell you what's over. Regular water. King of Fantasm.
No, the waiter's like, no, Ken goes, how are you holding up, dear face? How are you holding up? Did you get back on the horse? Did you get back on the horse face? And she's like, well, it was difficult, Ken, but now I'm feeling a little bit of closure ever since I blocked Lisa Rinna from my Twitter. What a whore face.
Did she actually do that?
Oh, I'm sure. I saw her on the tube, and they were like, did you quit Beverly Hills? And she's like,
They hurt me so deeply.
So, and by the way, I don't know if anyone saw those Lisa Rinna tweets this week, like yesterday.
Saw what?
But they
what
were
did you say?
So, the Lisa Rinna tweets, they were so hilariously shady. Someone asked, Lisa Rinna where Lisa Vanderpump has been on Beverly Hills. She goes, she's on Vanderpump Rules. It's funny.
Okay. I wish that Vanderpump Rules Lisa showed up to Beverly Hills Lisa, because those bitches would have no hope in the world for surviving. I don't know who this old doddering woman is who comes into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who's like, ooh, can you believe the glassware that they, I'm agreeing with Dorit, to this one who's like got herpes on her fingers from doing this to too many waitresses, you know.
I think, yes.
Bring her back. Girl.
So Tom and Tom show up at Villa Blanca. They're like, hi, Lisa. So they sit down. And Lisa's like, I need to see a cocktail list. It's been so long. I need to see one.
Yeah.
So Tom Sandoval's like in full Tom Sandoval mode. He's like, oh, well, actually, we're like working on a lot of really cool things. Like we get together and we work on cocktails for like hours and hours and hours.
Oh, so many cocktails. So many hours spent cocktailing. Bro, cocktail.
And then we cut to Tom's house. And Tom number two is like, try this carrot juice.
Whoa.
Fuck you. I'm not drinking that. There's carrot juice shot.
He's like all excited, which is like classic Tom Sandoval, which is so cute. He's like, yeah, we've been talking with like an artisanal glass maker, and he's going to make us a special shot glass that actually is electronic and has light bulbs in it. And then like you pour a shot in it, but then you give it away. You can take it home with you. It's like amazing, dude.
We want, like, okay, when you go to the bathroom at Tom Tom, you're going to, like, sit down. You know how you kind of spread your cheeks a little? Well, when you take the toilet paper, you're going to put it on you, and it's going to have a TT. And so later that night, after you get laid, you have your artisanal shot glass, and someone's going to open you up, and it's going to say TT. That's it. Take it home. Take it home.
We're thinking, like, with our chairs, there's going to be, instead of four legs, there'll be
5 legs, Lisa, and the last leg is actually made of ice. So when you need more ice in your drink, you break off a part of your leg and you put it in there. It's amazing, and it'll be shapes of diamonds.
Yeah, like, people want to go to the bar, but instead of having a bar, we're going to spell it backwards, so it's going to be rab. Then you're going to order, like, a shot of Fireball, but we're going to give you, like, a shot of broccoli rab.
We actually are not going to have a Fireball on tap. We're really going to have just balls of fire. We're going to take goat cheese balls, stick them in kerosene, light them on fire, and put them on people's plates, and then slam their face into them. Take the face mold, put it under a machine, fill that with water, freeze that, and then serve them their own face that was just smashed into a goat cheese ball.
And she's like, hold on. Hold on, it's going down. The idea is going down. It's going down. No.
I don't want any of that CBD, BCBC, and CBC.
You going
music
to have
factory.
Any of that methamphetamine in your drinks? I'm like, no, Lisa, that's illegal. Are you going to have heroin in there?
Like, no. That is an illegal drug.
Are you going to have little fingernail clippings of witches in there?
I'm like, no.
Well, guess what? I've put Pandy in charge of cocktails, and she's wearing a special capelet for the occasion.
I know. Poor Pandora. You know what? Pandora has never done anything wrong to this world. Okay? What has she ever done except be born to somebody and work hard? Okay? They torture her on this show. Now they're making her the enemy of all these people for no reason. She's like, Pandora and I decided we needed a list.
Pandora's list will be coming.
Pandora's list.
It's where we save drinks from being taken by horrible, horrible overlords.
So now we go to Brittany and Stassi going to a dog park where they're walking dogs, and Stassi's trying not to reveal that Jax is going to be popping the question to Brittany later that day or something.
This
like
is
that.
Where Trixie Monocle tries to say fuck you to Beyonce, because here's this song. This song is goes, girls, we rule the world. Girls, we rule the world. It's like hearing Pass the Dutch by all the old white ladies in church. It's like, what?
This is not your cover, Trixie.
If you liked it, you should have put a ceremonial piece of jewelry on it.
If you liked it, then you should have asked it to marry you before you put your penis in it.
Stassi has a dog named Refund, which is like the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. So Brittany is talking about Jax, and Brittany once again is talking about, like, I'm so excited about all the changes Jax is making. Now he poops with the door mostly closed.
And Brittany is doing that thing. You know, she's trying to keep a secret, but it's like wacky hijinks where she's like, I can't say it. You know, she's like really playing it up. But it's just sending Brittany into that, like, lifetime heroin tailspin where she's like, but he's changed. He has changed. And Nastassi's like, I get it. Yeah, I'm sure he has. Yeah. I'm sure he has. No, but he's totally different. He made me turkeys. A turkey sandwich.
It's the mark of any big personal change is that moment when you start making turkey sandwiches.
I did this to myself. I deserve this. It's like sending Brittany down this horrible tailspin, you know? So then we go over to Kyle Chan.
Kyle Chan.
The world's neediest Jared. If you got rings that are worth $150 goddamn $1,000, don't show them in your apartment in Koreatown, sir. Okay? You get a storefront for that, Kyle.
I love how angry everyone is about Kyle Chan's apartment.
It's just that it's such a lie. These guys get to fuck around on their girlfriends, embarrass them on national television, and then act like they're spending money on a goddamn ring instead of a hashtag ad in Kyle Chan's studio apartment. That's bullshit. You guys, I'm so mad. I love feeling this.
I know. It's good. Let it out, Ronnie. Let it out.
I did.
Felt I great. Think you'd probably feel better if instead of Kyle Chan, it was Carol Channing.
Now that's a bitch I want to see rob you out of your ring money.
I've got the perfect ring for you.
Hello, Dolly.
So, so Jax is like, so guys, I'm gonna propose tomorrow. And Sandoval's like, oh. He's just frozen in time. He got like switched into out of this world or something. Like the girl went like this, and he's like, oh.
Jax is like, it's time, guys. It's time to trade a Coke bottle for my girlfriend's wedding ring in some guy's studio apartment.
He's like, Jax is like, I wasn't sure when I should be proposing to Brittany, but then everyone kept saying time's up to me, so I thought, like, okay, I guess time's up. Time to get proposed. Proposed. Time to get proposed.
So then Tom, who's like the hurt woman of the friend group, is like, well, this isn't awkward at all, bro, that Jax is asking Brittany to marry him, and I've known Ariana longer.
So Kyle Chan goes out to get the ring, and Jax is like, now, guys, I'm just going to warn you. This ring, it's a little bigger than usual. I'm like the usual. And he's like, a little bigger than usual. And you'll probably be asking yourself, how the fuck did you afford this? Well, it is out of my price range, but here's the trick. It's fake. It's made out of sugar.
Well, if anyone will figure that out, it'll be Brittany. Because you know that girl, that you know that girl's going to get the ring and be like, wow! It's real. It's real.
He got me one of those edible diamonds.
So I felt a little uncomfortable by this scene because Jack starts saying how he got an inheritance from his father, and so he was using that for
Oh, really? You're driving your inheritance from your father. We already saw it in the first scene of the show, sir.
That's why I felt uncomfortable. But basically he's like, you know, when my dad died, I was going to drink myself in a hole. And then Brittany said, can you please not do that? And she made me make such a huge turnaround. I'm like, she asked like the most basic fundamental question you would ask someone who said that they're about to drink themselves into a hole. It's like the basic level of consideration and concern. Could you please not do that? Could you please not like get wasted right now?
And if you did, don't forget a blanket. So, he's, you know, and I just wrote, Jax has fat voice. Like, this is where it hit me. I was like, that's what it is.
Fat boss.
So then Tom is like, well, bro, this wedding rings, that's great, everything, whatever. I just want to make sure that there's, like, a part of this isn't coming from that part of you that's just like, she was there when my dad died, so I got to get her a ring. And Jax goes, it is. That's exactly it.
Oh, right? My God. You totally got it.
I was like, my dad died. She went out in the backyard, dug a hole, got some flowers. She picked out his favorite suit, divvied up his money. I got a Mustang. Why wouldn't you want to marry a bitch like that?
He's like, you know, considering everything that she went through, the fact that she still, like, went and arranged the flights and got flowers and everything, I mean, that's my soulmate, you know? A woman who will do just pretty much anything for me, even after I humiliate her on national TV, that is my soulmate.
I immediately got engaged to my postmate. I was like, this motherfucker not only brings me McDonald's when I'm a vegetarian at 12:30 at night, he makes me sadly shuffle out there stoned in my socks to get it from his car. Married!
So then Brittany starts telling, we go back to Brittany, and she's telling Stassi that when she went back to Kentucky for a little bit, she slept with her ex, and I was like, good for you, Brittany. Good for you. You earned that. And then she's like, I mean, I would never cheat, and, like, I hope it never happens to me again. At which point I think, like, collectively all of America was like, girl. Like, Carrie Duber literally crawled onto the TV and was like, girl.
Also, people only admit this show when it's already come out in public, you know? Like, this was the big thing last year. Like, Brittany is fucking her ex again. She's like, so we were on a break. I was like, oh, so now you're a Ross, too. You know, this couple is actually made for each other. And you know what? God bless them. I spew so much hate, and I will do it at their wedding if I'm invited. But at the end, you know, terrible people deserve love, too.
That's true.
Okay, so next we go to, next
Caroline
we go back
writing
to the
crazy
guys.
Things on Twitter. Oh, wait, what?
What'd you say?
Just wanted nothing. Okay, so now it's like, okay, guys, time for like the fun, uplifting music, because it's time for Jax to start getting ready to propose to Brittany. So he's put on his like tightest white shirt and his tightest pants, and he's got his like Kyle Chan box that he has nowhere to put, so he like puts it in his crotch, you know.
Has look sex at all with the it. Flicking I'm doing. I'm like flick, flick on the iPad, flick. Flick. I refuse to give this attention. Carry on. Carry
so he calls a lift. He calls a lift. he gets in the lift with Brittany and is like, I gotta go number two. I'm like, Brittany, you're about to get engaged to a guy who didn't have the foresight to do number two before he got into the lift. Just think about that. Think about that.
Now, Brittany starts doing, this is where Brittany has no idea what's about to happen. And she's like, hoo, 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 hoo. And I was like, that is my laugh twin, because that's how I laugh. I'm like, hoo, hoo, hoo. And Brittany starts doing this laugh thing, which I've never heard before, but I'm kind of loving it, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, our lift is here. It's here. And she's like, hoo, 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 hoo. I was like, okay, I'll watch this.
You sound like a British person calling for an elevator, JX.
So over at Tom and Katie's
think
house, Kristen is wearing like an old lady glitter jacket, which
yeah,
I love.
For no reason.
And Katie is wearing like a 60s ponytail thing, which I don't really get either. And Tom number two is shaking something in a shaker, which I really don't get either. I don't know what's happening this season, but Tom number two should be in bed. Katie number one should be coloring a fucking book. With her hair all messy, stoned out of her mind, wondering why the hell she's even on this earth.
I feel like each of them were given a prop, and they said, okay, here's your prop. Do something in the scene. So, like, they gave Kristen some, like, razzle-dazzle, like, Lois Rinna jacket, you know? And she's like, all right.
Lois Rinna jacket.
It was. Like, didn't you
yes, queen.
It was like, I expected, like, her to become in like this, you know? But since it's Kristen, she's like... Give him the old horse face.
So Kristen's like, okay, this is like Murder, She Kristen'd.
Murder, She Kristen'd.
She's like, og, 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 og,
og, og,
og, Kristen's like, I was talking to Jax, and Jax said he had this date night, and I was like, El Coyote? And then he was like, no, Malibu. But we're supposed to meet him at Al Coyote later. So, like, tonight is definitely the night he's going to propose. They're on a freeway right now.
Meanwhile, Katie is, like, fully channeling Brittany Murphy, and I'll never tell. She's like, I never know. She's just like mumbling in the corner for no reason.
I'll never.
No.
So yeah, so Stassi like is like going out of her mind because she's like, you know, she's doing that Kristen Wiig thing. She's like, surprise, surprise, you know. So she goes into the kitchen. She and Tom Schwartz are like, oh my god, what do we do? Oh my god, you know, they're being crazy. And while they're trying to, like, deal with keeping their secret in, we then go over to Neptune's Net in Malibu.
Okay, I wrote Uber in Malibu, fat voice.
Could there be a better metaphor for this, for Jax, than Neptune's Net? Like, he literally
Girl.
Took a giant net over the sea, and it's like, this is what I pulled back. Brittany.
Porta potty. I mean, Jax picks the one place in Malibu. We haven't been there, right? Because even the place we went to...
I've been to Neptune's Net.
Yeah, but when I went with you with your friends, we went to a place that looked like that. It was like counter ordering. We went to a place like that, but we peed in an actual pee spot, right? It wasn't like a porta potty. Because I was like, we've been there.
It was
there.
An actual pee spot, guys.
Thank you. And we're not even married. Who does that?
By the way, I do have to say, I feel bad because I implied that Brittany was like the dregs of the sea, and she's not. She just got caught in Jax's net, and I just feel very bad.
No, that bitch Jax swam into that net over and over, okay? That's a fisherman who gets the net, and he's like, which one of you fish would like to leave? And she's like, not me, I'll be on TV.
Filet me!
Like, no one even wants to eat that fish. It's like jumping onto your plate. You're like, gross.
It's a thirsty fish.
Yeah, you're like, you're not ready yet. So Jax takes her to this place, Neptune's Net, which people who live there knows. It takes an hour to drive there, which means he got that shit for free. And I get, look, I want to get married.
He held in that shit for a very long time.
Yeah, I want to get married on an altar built of squatty potties. I want everybody to get team ET when they leave. I want to fuck my husband on a Casper mattress. I mean.
Yeah.
After, instead of a cigarette, I want to smoke some vapes from e-liquid. And then read out of that, what's the magazine one called that we do? Eat some Sherry's Berries, girl. Yes.
Use audible.com.
I want a free motherfucking wedding. I don't even care if my husband is made out of a Casper's mattress. Like, to me, like,
have it catered by Kraft Mac and Cheese. Be part of the Clean Play Club, everyone. Am I right, Clean Play Club?
This shit catered by HelloFresh, girl. Y'all can cook your own meals with your perfectly portioned, color-coded ingredients.
And the invitations will be provided by Papier.
Yes. It's going to be, thank you for agreeing to RSVP. Use code word crap in the checkout. I am for the free shit. But Neptune's Net, it's like getting a free meal at McDonald's. So, like, popping your ring through a glory hole in the, you know, in the Sherman Oaks.
All right, it's time to confess something. I went to Neptune's Net for an anniversary with my boyfriend, so. But to be fair, we went to the outlets first, and we were just coming back, so it's okay.
I did not know that. I'm so sorry.
Well, you'd never propose to someone there.
And also, you paid for your meal. Okay, so even if you propose there, I don't care. You know, you paid for it. My point is, Jax is getting free shit at the worst fucking place ever.
It was delicious.
Like, and someone had to pay for that Uber. Like, he got a limo paid on the way home, but, like, it's just the economics don't work of it, you know? Don't marry that man.
Well, at least it wasn't at Mixology 101.
Truth. But anyway, at least that's close, you know, the Grove. Okay, so Jax's first line at Neptune's Net, they get out of their, like, shitty lift. Like, it wasn't even a good, like, it was a shit lift, okay? They probably it was probably like a lift pool where they let off, like, five people on the way.
Oh, my God. There were probably, like, a lot of people that were like, who is farting in this lift pool? Please let me out. Lift line. That poor driver, I mean...
So Jax's first line is, I forgot there were porta potties here. And Brittany goes, but I have on a white dress. And I was like, you are pathetic, both of you. Okay. And then Jax looks around Neptune's Net, which is a shithole. Like, I mean, good fish. They do have delicious fish.
It's delicious.
But you know it's frozen from Trader Joe's. We all know it. Why lie? Jax walks in and he goes, you know it's shitty even for Jax, which is saying something because Jax is a shithead. But he walks in there and he goes, there's so much character here. So much character.
Well, meanwhile, back in, like, civilization, Stassi is still with the other two. And, like, you know, she's going out of her mind because Kristen is still trying to, like, connect the dots and everything. And, like, we're seeing, like, Kaiser Soze, like, not limping anymore. She's like, oh, I knew it all along, you know. And finally, you know, Kristen's coming up with all these theories. And finally, Stassi's like, oh, my God, you guys are so fucking intuitive. I can't deal. But Kristen doesn't realize that that's, like, Stassi's way of saying, yes, you figured it out. So she's still getting mad. She's like, and then I got this text, and this is what Jack said. He says... First of all, let me ask you something. A, I don't know what preface means. B, and I was like, Jax doesn't know what preface means. I feel like that got lost in the middle of all this.
Calculated.
So, yeah, so finally Stassi's like, you guys, they're proposing tonight. And they're like, oh, I knew it. You know, they're all excited. So now we go back to the restaurant for truly the most romantic scene that ever happened.
Okay.
In the history
ben,
of
you
want to
reenact
television.
This scene?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but we have to have our microphones with this.
Well, first, I will say this. What was really cool, I really liked the way the scene opened with them practicing their wedding vows, you know, when Brittany was like, you get the crab legs and I'll get the tartar sauce or something like that. I was like, that was beautiful. That was like...
Okay. We're going to wash this down with a shot of mayo. And he's like, all right.
All right, I'll be Jax. You be Brittany.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just do it right here, though.
Okay. I'll be Jax.
Okay. What a sunny day on the beach. This is so pretty. Gosh, the smell of love is in the air. And by love, I mean disinfectant that is supposed to tell your nose that there's something. Jayak! What are you doing?
Miss Brittany Cartwright.
Jayak!
Will you do me the honor of being the last vagina I stick my penis into?
Yes! I will! Ever since I was a little girl, I have imagined a man as big as you. Once I saw a leather couch in a thrift store, it had cracks down the center of its face, and it was five different colors. And I just moved my face closer to it, and I said, "Will you marry me?" And it never answered. I've never recovered from that, but I've had a reservation at the White Castle in Kentucky for 19 years, waiting for you.
This is the happiest moment of my life. Although you still didn't get the tartar sauce, so...
I would just like to say one more thing in commemorandum of you being on your knees. Hashtag ad.
And then she... And then she goes, "I knew this boy had it in him. I knew he was going to take a wife someday." I'm like, "No, he's literally going to take someone's wife." Be careful. Be careful.
All right. That brings us to the end of Vanderpump.
And that was Vanderpump Rules, everyone.
Kindness duck. Kindness duck.
You guys. You guys, thank you so much for coming out on a Thursday night in Nashville.
Wow.
This has been one of my best birthday celebrations I've ever had. It really means a lot to me. Thank you to everyone who made a video. Thank you to Ronnie.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I am like a carny kid. Look at me. I'm like packing up my shit in the middle of the vows.
You guys,
do you, Rich, take this, Leanne? I'm like packing. I'm like putting the cake in Tupperware. I'm like, girl.
You guys, this has been amazing. Our next show, we're doing the 2019 Crappy Awards. And this time around, we're going to let the audience vote on the categories.
Yes. So. And we've done a whole year now of touring. This has been our first year of doing this. You guys, thank you so much for everything you've given us.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been absolutely
amazing. All over
amazing.
The country. We love you. We cannot believe we get to do this shit.
Yeah. Thank you for
so
sitting
much,
through our
we
craziness.
We look forward to another good 2019. And now, Ben, hit it, bitch. Love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Welcome to Blow Me, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Every day's a parade, don't even try to shade. Magazines and blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I rule them all, cause when I play, I win. The People Magazine called and said, "I'm the mayor." Asked me lots of questions, I answered everyone. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Celebrates me.
Boy, bat, girl, bat, another boat.
Batch, batch, all around the world, even sharks.
That's a stretch.
Bat,
mommy,
bat,
daddy,
bat,
even baby.
Batch, bat, read the holy book. Even God saved a wretch. Batch.
everyone. I'm Anna Newton.
And I'm Lily Pebbles, and we're the hosts of At Home With, the podcast where we get cozy on the sofa of our guests and talk about everything from careers and life to what makes their house a home. This Christmas, we're bringing you a very special one-off episode from my home featuring our husbands, and things get very festive.
Yes, it's our Christmas special brought to you in collaboration with Gordon's Gin, the best-selling London dry gin. We chat through how to spritz up this year's party season with this classic gin made with only 4 botanicals to give it that crisp taste, which is exactly why it's the nation's go-to for hosting this festive season. So whether you fancy tips on how to serve a classic G&T or want to mix things up with a perfectly balanced Gordon's Gin cocktail, I'll be chatting you through how to make drinks to wow your guests with, along with lots of Christmas chat.
Join us on the 19th of December for this very special At Home With episode that will be sure to get you in the Yuletide mood, available from all good podcast players.
Presenting one of the most talked about titles of the year, Feminists Don't Wear Pink and Other Lies, a hilarious and powerful book written by 52 inspiring women, each exploring what the F word means to them. A triumphant rallying call for young women, says The Observer, with incredible contributors including Keira Knightley, Jamila Jamil and Zoe Sugg. 10% of each copy sold is donated directly to Girl Up, the UN's Women's Foundation. Feminists Don't Wear Pink and Other Lies. Available now in all good bookshops, ebook and audiobook.